Well, next we go to the 83rd Golden Globes. Nominations are happening as we speak, and Michael Doherty, movies editor at the RTE Guide, is with us now. So here we are, Michael. It's the start of the film awards season. High hopes going into this for Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal. Paul Mescal has a nomination, but bring us through where we're at right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It literally is. It's hot off the presses. It's happening now over in Beverly Hills. They're being announced. So our biggest hope is Hamnet. Chloe Zhao's movie about Hamlet's son. Very high hopes to Jesse Buckley, not just for this, but for everything. I think she will win everything, and I'm including the Oscar in that. Thus far, we have Paul Mescal, who's after getting the nod for Best Supporting Actor in Drama, which is great. Also, Chloe Zhao for Best Director for Hamlet. And Maggie O'Farrell, who wrote the original book on which the movie is based, is also after getting a nod just now for Best Screenplay. So we're looking good. We're waiting to see, because it literally is happening as we speak.
Yeah, it's happening.
They've taken a break.
Yeah. They're taking a break now, but what else are you watching out for?
Well, in terms of really, Hamlet is flying the Irish flag. I suppose we expect Begonia to get a nod. That's Yorgos Lanthimos' movie, and that was produced by Element Pictures here in Ireland. Even Blue Moon, which was a film that was shot here, the story of Rodgers and Hart. Ethan Hawke is definitely up for Best Actor. That entire movie was shot here and has a huge Irish cast.
Oh, sure, we can claim that one then.
Oh, we'll claim. I'm even claiming Erin Doherty, who just got a nod for Adolescence, as my second cousin. So, you know, we'll claim what we can.
You mentioned the Oscars, because this is the beginning of it now.
Yes.
You know, we're going into the film award season. So is this a good indicator now for the Oscars?
It is, but it's a funny one. People often put too much stock, because the Golden Globes are that one awards who split their awards into Best Drama and Best Comedy Stroke Musical. It can be a bit off-putting, because something like One Battle After Another with the Leonardo DiCaprio movie will be up for all the big Best Drama at the Oscar, but here it's considered a comedy. You know,
right.
Marty Supreme is Timothy Chalamet's new movie. He again is tipped for Best Actor Oscar in Drama, but here it's considered a comedy. So it's in a different category. So sometimes
are there more chances of winning at the Golden Globes?
Very much so, when you have, because everything is split. But that's why it's hard to call. Like, if something wins the best Golden Globe for Drama, it might necessarily be up against the same contenders when it comes to the Oscars.
So we're still waiting to see what happens, Jesse Buckley. But there are TV categories,
yeah,
and a podcast.
Yeah, this is the first
two.
Time actually, which is, I suppose, a sign of the times. First time ever that there will be a Golden Globe for Best Podcast. And at the moment, the behemoths are in for it, like the Joe Rogans and Amy Poehler and all those Hollywood stars who have their big talk podcasts. They're all in their running. They haven't announced it yet. But it is a sign, and so many people listen to podcasts now. Why not?
Sure. When I say TV categories, we're talking about streaming and everything else.
Well,
what are you watching out for yourself?
Well, in terms of TV, I was glad to see that Stephen Graham Adolescence has already got a few nods, because to me that's the TV show of the year. But also there's a lot of big American shows. The Studio was terrific on Apple. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of streamers going on. The Pit was terrific as well. There's a lot of great TV, because a lot of the great in the past, a lot of these Hollywood actors who would be up for movies are now gravitating towards television, because the writing is so good there.
Because you have to be across all these things. Because you're reviewing all of this, get to watch
it
all.
I think
mere immortals is kind of more difficult, isn't it?
It is. You're bombarded with all of this stuff. But hopefully, and I think we're very in very safe hands with Jesse.
So, Michael, you just stay with us. Michael Doherty, movies editor at the RTE Guide. We're just out of time, but this is a yes or no question. Jesse Buckley, has she got the nomination?
Not yes, but she will. I'll save my reputation.
Okay, I'm just getting news through here. I think she's just actually got the nomination now. But we're going to have to leave you now this lunchtime.